Let's see, Bob brings it here.
You got it, Tom.
All right.
I think you may have said that with the meeting number four, that I'm just thinking about our employees, but And when you fall asleep, the rest you remember. Flat out, and the main point is, and my own position is, I'm against busing, period. The only question is, how and what is the fastest and best means at this time? The first available vehicle is this one. If we don't get action on this one, then we're going to leave many areas, school districts in this country with the disaster of busing or our rental. That's what I see. That's how me, well, you all feel. We let you be in, but one party, two party, and ten
parties. Would you say this is the only vehicle we have at the present time?
No.
I think it's not correct. We all can strong bill through.
Opposed or defended to adequate debate, but because I feel that there comes a time you've got to have action. Now, the record at this time has not been very damn good on action. And therefore, when you're on an issue like this, you've got it coming up here, you bet your life. In other words, my position is whether I would be for or against this legislation, the time has come for the Senate, the senators to stand up and be counted on.
Very good, Senator.
How's that sound? That's very right. In other words, for or against, that would be, as a former presiding officer of the Senate, of course, I took that position, incidentally, for 8 years on bills either way, as your Honor's mentioned. Having taken that position, now I tend to be reiterating. Now, as far as it's what each of us would prefer, that if you would prefer a constitutional amendment, you would a constitutional amendment, yes, well, I prefer the moratorium, quote, I have, because that was my proposal, moratorium plus equal education opportunities. But there's this one. But whatever approach we're for, busing is an issue which we need action and do quickly. And second, whatever we're approach for, whether we're for it or against it, let's decide it so we'll know what is left to be done. And the Senate simply shouldn't drag along. It shouldn't return without having an up or down vote on this issue.
Very good, sir.
Yes.
You suggest that
I'm not suggesting that with a lame duck session, though. You want to come back.
Prevailed because they could be approached by Percy and
Yes, sir.
Planning to offer this, plan under this, if we get closure.
Then what'll happen on, if you get closure on us? If you don't get closure, they're out of business, and you're on.
We have a business, and we're out too.
Mr. President, what I want to add to you.
Sir.
Got the end of you.
What I want to say, when I'm queried out there, I won't take much time, just to make sure I'm staying out there. Just as a follow-on from my previous conference with you 3 weeks ago, you reiterated your support for the proposition, the fact you'd take up this bill. Consider you support the bill, you thought it ought to be supposed to support the Congress adjourn. That you reiterated that support, and therefore felt that debate ought to end, so that we'd have a chance to vote on the merits. And that you support this bill, that you prefer your own version to this matter of practicality, they aren't available at this point, and that we can't postpone relief from the hazards of busing any longer, that we have to pass with the people we have now. Now, that's what I want to give you, so that's what you're right now.
You see any objection to that, Captain?
No, sir.
No, I think that's why it's very good position.
And all of you can say it if you want to call representatives. And they voted into this dreary business about closure, and you can make the point that I made previously that I would be the man if I was against the bill.
Somebody else goes this way.
No, they don't have that.
Well, you know you might do it. It's been hard to deliver it if they want.
Very well, because you know where it is, you know anybody that said that. I have always taken the position that the Senate should move more expeditiously on Senate business. Right? And so, as a matter of fact, I would vote for closure after a reasonable amount of debate to get a vote
up or down. I can take that position. I have always taken my position on closure. I used to be for the 22 that it did, and I'm going out for 60%.
60%, you really are.
You're 88 right now.
That's the question too, then.
I want all of you to know that, of course, that at least Perry, you've done something about your state, that Richmond intervention is pretty good, I thought.
Yes.
That was a good one. But I want all of you to know that on the issue, this is something that I wouldn't give up the ground now. I wouldn't indicate any idea you expect to lose. But on the issue, I can assure you that if we don't get it now, there sure as hell is going to be a mandate in this election for it. Because I'm against busing and the other fellows for it. And the country is going to have to decide. And then the next Congress, I think, would reflect the country some.
You're going to have to clear a mandate after this election on that issue.
I wish we could go from government to come back and vote on it.
Yes. Did you notice that there were, that he didn't vote that? That was the max, I think, of votes. Max.
Or one of his votes. The problem voted that he voted wrong. But I understand. The problem is that he voted for my vote.
Mr. President.
McGovern, McGee, and McIntyre all were absent. Right? Your three max were absent.
It sounds that you...
Don't take McGee on.
Sometimes you use it, I want to get to a continuum. So unfortunately, I'm against busing, period.
Oh, right.
So you're a good one. I'm here to wait for all this culture business and all that.
I don't know. Got it. Wait, you got to get your new cup place.
Oh, yeah.
Ron, are we going in with me first?
Yeah.
This will give you time, Ron. Sure, you got the press at 4:30.
Right, some of those jackals take off and get drunk.
Hey, we put on that. You can quote
me on that too.
One of the fundamental points that I make is this, that I
not to do something for good, I mean, everybody is. But one thing that I think we have done to try is the appointments to courts. Now, and people have said, now you appointed four conservatives to the Supreme Court, isn't it time to balance it? My answer is no. We appoint them because a president should appoint to the court people who share his legal philosophy. And my philosophy is represented by the court. Now, they don't all agree all the time. But if I get another chance, see, that's one of the issues of this campaign. Do you want to take the four that we have down there and now wash them out with four people voting the other way? So, if that comes up, I think Powell's a little liberal.
Right. I'm not